Let us pray. Father, we come boldly just to say thank you. Lead us in the right direction, Lord. Give me power, strength, clear my mind so I can think right. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. First, giving all honor and all praises to God for allowing me this awesome opportunity. To the angel of this house, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, and my new Bethlehem Baptist Church family. My name is Billy Jones with Fruitful Talk from the Pew. Galatians 5th chapter 22nd through the 26th verse says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." I have been asked to speak on peace. One of Webster's definitions for peace is a quiet and calm state of mind. St. John 16th chapter in the 33rd verse says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Bible also says in Numbers the 6th chapter in the 26th verse, "The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." When we look at peace from a biblical view, we'll find that God is about peace, not confusion. 1 Corinthians 14 chapter 33 verse says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." The word peace in Hebrew means shalom, and has a wide semantic range of topics, including the notions of totality or completeness, success, fulfillment, wholeness, harmony, security, and well-being. Also, inner peace refers to being mentally and spiritually at peace with enough knowledge and understanding to keep yourself strong in the face of discord and stress. God will show you his face and favor looking cheerfully on his saints with peace. He will smile upon us through Jesus Christ. He'll even visit us and restore us to the joy and peace of his salvation. Then we will be able to walk in the way of God pleasantly and comfortably. It will give you internal peace of mind through the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the peacemaker. He's also the peace giver, and will give you external peace in the world to come. Isaiah 26 chapter 3rd verse says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." St. John 14 chapter 26 and 27 verse says, Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I would like to share a breakdown of the word peace with you. P, perceive. E, everyone. A, as. C, Christ. E, everywhere. In closing, I want you to allow me to thank Pastor Rogers for this opportunity that I don't take lightly, and I count it an honor and a blessing to be able to speak to my church family. I leave you with this scripture from Jude, 1st chapter, 2nd verse, "Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." May God continue to richly bless and safely keep you is my prayer for all of God's saints. Amen.